Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a very, very cold Thursday morning. In fact, Brooksine and I have the drapes closed today and are sitting in front of a little portable heater. Even though it's the end of February, we're sure getting a spate of very cold, brisk weather. We are Stephen and Brooksine. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again, we prepared a message that we hope will encourage you today, titled Purchased by God. Scripture text is Revelation 5, verse 9.
And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
I first met Floyd Miles about 15 years ago when I lived in New England. At that time, he was on the staff at a local teen challenge center and had been saved for several years. We established a friendship, and I've kept up with him through the years. He went on to establish the teen challenge center in New Haven, Connecticut, and is presently serving as a pastor in Indianapolis, Indiana. He sent me a book that has his testimony in it. The title of the chapter dealing with his testimony is No Chance on Earth. And indeed, his testimony is another evidence of the, quote, wonderful grace of Jesus reaching the most defiled, to use the words of an old hymn. Floyd is my age, but what vastly different backgrounds we have. He growing up in a rough inner city area in Harlem, New York City, and me being raised in the small suburb of Belton, Missouri. But now we are kin in Christ. What a wonderful thing to be purchased by God. We become a part of God's family, comprised of every tribe and language and people and nation. The divine blood of Christ is the medium of exchange, and it is absolutely altogether adequate for the purchase.
Well, today's text is a portion of a worship song sung by the 24 elders as they knelt before Jesus. It expresses the foundational act of redemption. They sang, "You were slain." It also covers redemption's glorious scope when they said, "With your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation." Today, members of our family are everywhere. The song that stirs our hearts every time we hear the words, it's a song actually, He Reigns, and I think it's the Newsboys.
It's the Newsboys.
Newsboys that sing it, but you may recognize these words. It's the song of the redeemed rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation. A love song born of a grateful choir.
We enjoy hearing from our readers, whether local or from around the world. No experience in this life will compare to the day we meet face to face in our future dwelling place. Many of you who have contacted us. You're a representative of the redeemed who are summoned from, quote, every tribe and language and people and nation. In actuality, though, we receive correspondence from those around the world we've not heard from. Every single country. We'd like to. I used to keep track of the number of countries this encouragement is delivered to, but no longer able to do so. We do know that people from many tribes and languages and nations receive it. Each of our readers, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, are equally purchased by God. Just ask Floyd Miles when you see him in heaven. And I end on my part with a little portion of one of the great classic hymns, "Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all."
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this medium of internet communication that makes it possible for us to join our brothers and sisters all around the world in honoring you as we grow together in your grace and knowledge. We are grateful recipients of your mercy and grace. On a future date, we will join together with the angels around the throne and our redeemed brothers and sisters and proclaim in word and song praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, or whenever you happen to be listening to the podcast. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We always put up, or most of the time, try to anyway, put up some photos. And today, I begin by using a beautiful photo by a man I've just recently met, strictly through the internet, who has some beautiful photography on his website, who allows me to use it. We also have a picture of the man I mentioned, Floyd Miles. I have an interesting page that I have accessible from our website today. I mentioned in the message growing up in a little suburb of Kansas City, Missouri, called Belton, Missouri. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that enjoys puttering around with Google Maps and Google Earth. And I've actually found the links to each place where I have lived all through my life and compiled it on a page. That might give you an idea for something you would like to do, and I have placed that page up. I suppose it's mostly for my own personal amusement, but we tend to share those things which we find interesting on the site. Today we also do have a link to that song by the Newsboys, a group that I would place more in the contemporary music category, but that particular song, it really has a tremendous message. We only used the first verse today of the song. But it is available along with a couple of hymn classics, Holy, 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 and How Great Thou Art. A little variety today in our musical recommendations. Well, I know Brooksine's going to go upstairs in a few moments after she once again edits the written work, because she's not feeling well. And she is just frigid cold, as I mentioned earlier, even though we have a little heater right at our feet. Well, we're grateful for God's love and care and provision. Have a blessed day and continue to stay faithful to Him.